Still got time to make a decision.
Another tough opponent in front of us. Seattle team that's coming in here, that's coming off of a tough win versus a good Pittsburgh team. We know that's going to be a challenge for us. You know, they're the two-time defending NFC North champs. The two-time defending NFC champs, and they've been to the Super Bowl the past 2 years. 8 returning starters, on that defense. So those guys are playing some good football right now, similar to last week's opponent. But I think they're a little more talented. Similar schemes, but like I said, they kind of executed in a better way than Atlanta did. So we know that's going to be a challenge for us. Those guys have been playing some good football. They've been playing together for some time now, and we're excited.
Teddy, what is the biggest challenge for you against that defense and the way it plays?
You know, they have playmakers all across the board. Everyone thinks of the guys on the back end, but up front, those guys, they've been getting to the quarterback, and you put the tape on against Arizona, they were down, and they got 2 sack fumbles for scores, to put them back in the ball game. So it's just little things like that that you're aware of, and those guys come to play every week.
Teddy, what are your thoughts on Sherman as you watch him compared to other corners?
He's a great player. He's a great athlete, and he's very smart. He understands routes. He understands concepts. So, we know that we're going to get his best. He's been playing some great football ever since he arrived in this league. So, we know that's going to be a challenge for 4 quarters.
Is there a tendency for you in the heat of the moment, are you aware, where he's at and to try and avoid him, or do you just go with whatever your reads tell you, regardless of who the defender is?
You have to be aware of where he is when he's out there, but because he's a playmaker, and like I said, he understands routes, understands tendencies and things like that. But we're going to put together a game plan that's just going to allow us to go out there and play within ourselves.
What are your thoughts on Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson, and what similarities do you think maybe you have to him?
The biggest thing that stands out about Russell is he's a winner, and that's what everyone aims for in this position. You want to be a winner, and he's been playing some great football. He's smart with the football, not turning it over. He knows how to escape, keep plays alive when things break down. So I think that's some of the areas that, we're similar. But, I have to continue to just get better. He's playing at a high level. And, it's obvious, of his, playing ability that they've been successful in the past couple of years.
Do you think you have a lot of similarities or just a few? Or how?
I really don't know. We're totally different, different schemes and things like that.
One more thing on that, just he came in, he was a 3rd-round pick. You were, barely made it in the 1st round. You both came in, maybe had some doubters and all that. Do you kind of see any similarity from along those lines? You both weren't super high picks, obviously.
That's something I haven't even paid any attention to. We just have to focus. I've been focused on just the Seattle defense, facing those guys. I'll sit back probably in the offseason and think back about, similarities and things like that. But right now, I'm just solely focused on the Seattle defense.
Teddy, does Atlanta's defense and Dan Quinn and what they're doing give you a jumping off point in terms of preparing for Seattle now?
Yeah, like I said, they're similar in schemes, but, this Seattle team is much more talented, we feel. They have guys who've been playing together since, last year, Super Bowl, 8 returning starters. So, we're aware of those things. We know that they execute a little better than Atlanta did, but it just shows that they're more comfortable running that scheme.
Teddy, it seems like at least once a week, Jarius Wright comes up with a big catch on 3rd down. And what is it about him that makes him a friendly target for you on 3rd down when you need a play to have a chance?
We just put together game plans that allow different guys to make plays, and Jarius has been doing a great job for us, making plays on 3rd down. He's always in the right place at the right time, and that's what a quarterback asks for.
Teddy, as you look at the other the cornerback spot opposite of Sherman, they've made a change there from Williams to Sheed. I think it was his first start last week. What are the differences in those two that you've seen? Is this guy better than the other guy?
Those guys are still trying to feel their way around out there. The guy Snead, he played, a good game last week against Pittsburgh. So, those guys are playing some good football and as a unit. And, if they have a weakness, you don't even notice it because those guys, carry each other. So we got to just continue to just execute our game plan. We go out there, we're going to have some favorable matchups, and we're just going to have to make sure we take advantage of them.
You were able to draw some pass interferences, throwing into tight coverages. Has that been an emphasis in terms of it's very low risk, it seems, offense? How do you balance that in terms of wanting to then draw those kind of penalties?
No, we were actually just trying to get a big play. And, you know, the defender collided with our receiver, drawing the pass interference. So, you know, we're just executing our offense. And we know that sometimes defenders are going to be in situations where they can't make a play on the ball, so they try to go through the receiver and it draws a flag. So we're aware of that. We try to take our shots, try to get big plays down the field, and we know that, you know, penalties are part of the risk.
Maybe last Sunday, Big Ben took himself out of the game after getting hit in the head. Can you ever imagine a situation where you kind of produce yourself like that?
No, you know, I don't know what the situation was with Big Ben, so I can't speak on that.
Teddy, Warren Moon, he's a Seahawks radio analyst. He spoke well of you in the past. What do you remember anything about his career? You see many highlights of him. What do you know about Warren Moon?
No, I got to meet him this past offseason at the Kentucky Derby.
Okay.
He's a great guy, dresses nice, cleans up well. But, you know, I'm familiar with everything about Warren Moon. I've heard so much about him. So, you know, it was an honor to meet him back in the offseason.
Him as kind of one of the trailblazers, maybe for black quarterbacks or along those lines, that historical aspect.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that. Yeah.
Good.
Thank you.